Brings us to subset D. Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's consideration of variance request from Lamar Outdoor Advertising for the maximum size allowable. Mr. Smith has got our staff report.
Good evening, everybody. The item before you here is, as he stated, Lamar Outdoor Advertising has submitted a variance request to construct a larger than allowed billboard in the Billboard 1 zone. Currently in Billboard 1, you can construct a 10-foot 6 by 36-foot billboard. They're requesting a 14 by 48, which is allowed in Billboard 2 zoning. The billboard will be located in the Billboard 1 zone overlay district along I-90 in the south end of 170 Old Stone Road, which is a residential property owned by Mr. William Myros. The new billboard would replace an existing smaller billboard, and the purpose of the request is to upgrade the current sign to back-to-back billboard and to conform to a national industry uniform size for billboards located along the interstate highway. Six official notifications were sent out to neighboring landowners within 200 feet of the property. Those notification results in the following based on the assessed property values: 48.31% approval, which was one notification, 3 disapproval, or 34.96%, and 16.72%, or two of the letters, were no response. Recommendations are City Ordinance 304409, off-premise sign and district and distance restrictions, states that any billboard located in the Billboard 1 zone overlay district shall not be erected to exceed 10 foot 6 inches by 36 feet with a maximum height of 45 feet, including all supports and aprons. Any billboard located in the Billboard 2 zone shall be not to exceed 14 feet by 48 feet with a maximum height of 45 feet, including all supports and aprons. A zoning map showing the current locations of billboard zones has been included as an attachment. And most of the existing billboards within the city Sturgis limits conform to the respective billboard zone. However, there have been several non-conforming 14 by 48 billboards located within the Billboard 1 zone, one be located at the southern intersection of Anacker Canyon and I-90, and at least two within the Billboard 1 zone along Whitewood Service Road. Planning Commission considered the information presented at the June 4th meeting, made a recommendation at this time to deny the variance as submitted. Citing the current regulations in the ordinance, city staff recommends that construction of any new billboard should follow the current guidelines for its billboard zoning district. However, the city council should consider the industry standards for billboards located along interstate highways and the 1448 sign currently existing in Billboard 1 zone. If the variance request is denied, the applicant will still be able to submit a permit to upgrade and construct a billboard to the size of 10 foot 6 by 36. The new billboard then would be included in the annual billboard inventory, which is subject to a $50 registration fee per side. That would include a $100 a year registration fee, and that will be collected when it's constructed. Any questions for me?
I have some, Dave. One of the questions I have is as far as notification. Notification is not where the structure is, but from the property owner.
Yep, correct? The notification is sent out at 200 feet from the edge of the property, which encompasses some of the residential area where that's at. Even though the billboard in this case is going to be located adjacent to the interstate, right, only within a 100 feet area of that billboard wide zone, the property owners adjacent to the actual parcel have to be notified under state law and ordinance.
Okay, thank you. Another question I have is that as I look at this BB1 and BB2, I don't get how they decided where to put these at all.
Well,
reasoning there.
Near as I can tell, this is the first billboard that will be constructed in my time with the city, almost 10 years. Prior to that, I think it was a knee-jerk reaction to a lot of billboards that were constructed in a really short period of time, and they looked at what was the most majority of the billboard sizes in each of those zones when they put those zones in place. One being going up the canyon toward Deadwood, and those are 1440, I think those are 1448s. Those were all constructed within 300 feet of each other. Our ordinance now says 500 feet. And I think that, so a lot of those were pre-existing non-conforming billboards when they were constructed.
Another question here. He can still build a sign, as you said, no matter what, to this conform size, correct?
That is correct. When we, when that property was annexed in, we also then extended the billboard zone to meet the current sign that was there. They can replace the current sign with a full-size 45-foot by 10-6, 36 sign as allowed by ordinance.
Okay. Presently in BB1, there are two signs that are, what, 14 by 48. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. What is the industry standard?
I can go with what Terry from Lamar Outdoor told me. The industry standard is 1448.
All right, thank you. All right, that's all I have.
I'm sorry, Dave, can you just say, so you believe those non-conforming billboards were built before your time, so we're talking at least like 10 years?
That's correct. They were built, probably, they were built, I think, before the billboard zones were put in place.
Okay. Do we know why? Because when you go to Title 30, and it says it was completely redone in 2017, why weren't the requirements updated to show if this is the industry standard? Why wasn't it increased to fit that in Zone 1?
Because, and I can answer that, because until this property was annexed in, there was no more room for billboards with, because 500 feet, 500 feet, we were done. There could be no more constructed. There's a permit out there for a billboard that is currently not constructed yet, but he pays a permit fee on that. That was a while ago where that was negotiated, but there was no more room to build, to construct a new billboard.
So Zone 2, that is why that size is allowed, because there is the room. Is that correct then?
Yeah. Right.
The 500 feet in Zone 2, there's enough room in that area.
There's enough room in this area to replace the one that's there now that was annexed in.
In addition, in 2017, when it was revised at the request of one of the major billboard owners, and the revision was to allow electronic billboards, and that was the specific area of discussion, was in regards to the electronic billboards, not necessarily the size. And so honestly, as a city, we never even looked at the sizes because the request was strictly about electronic billboards. And so that's where we were meeting with owners of billboards to see what they would also like, as well as meeting with other communities to see what they've allowed. And so the entire ordinance was not rewritten. It was just the portions regarding electronic billboards.
That's a Title 18 question.
Yeah, and these are actually questions that the Planning Commission brought up. It probably makes sense to have one billboard zone. Usually you would have it on slower travel state highways. Honestly, Boulder Canyon, probably the speeds there are they're slower than the interstate, but also they're not small enough that they really need a smaller size. So it probably does make sense, and that's what the Planning Commission had been bringing up. But with that, their recommendation, I think, largely to deny this was not based off of that it shouldn't necessarily be constructed, but that it's in violation of the ordinance, and instead the ordinance should be revised. And again, going along with the resolution that the council passed, I think, last month, about having a little stricter view on variances, that's why the commission came up with their recommendation.
How quickly could this ordinance be altered?
Well, once the council has decided on the language, then there's one meeting for first reading and one meeting for second reading. So, and Faye's reminding me that after approval at second reading, it's not effective until 20 days after that.
Plus, we have some other other ordinances that certainly have been discussed. I think a point that I want Dave to reiterate, I guess, is that at this point, even with this, minus this discussion, there's no more room.
That's correct. I mean, there's no more room within city limits in either one of these zones to construct new billboards.
So even on this property?
This property, when it was annexed in recently within the last year and a half, prior to that, if you measure from the billboard that's existing to what was city limits, there was no more room.
Okay.
Now, with this section of property and the billboard existing, they're within 500, or they're more than 500 feet apart. So they can, in fact, replace that sign with a new one.
Okay.
But other than that, that's it.
So going back and speaking to timeline, I'm sorry, Faye, when did you say that if we were to change the ordinance? Okay. And what did Lamar give when they wanted to construct this timeline or this billboard?
Probably as soon as possible.
Is it for the rally or?
No, it's just for.
Just
as soon as
okay.
possible.
So my concern is if they build the billboard to fit the 36 foot that is required now, we come in, we change the ordinance. I mean, we're kind of tying their hands because to come back and say, oh, look at it, you know, 6 months later, 6 months from now, and it's changed and they've constructed it to fit the old old requirements, I guess it's kind of a fairness issue on that.
Well, I guess that if we think we're interested in looking at this ordinance and when we look at what he's asking, we can either approve or disapprove. I will say one thing since this has been brought to my attention. I have driven and looked down the road 800 feet away. I can't tell hardly the difference between a 10-6 and a 14-foot sign or a 36 to 48 when you really look at it. I just will say that.
I have a question about, you know, about the existing in billboard one zone. How many, if for some reason we made it all one billboard zone and it was all had the same rules as billboard two zone, are there billboards in billboard one that would potentially be taken down and bigger billboards put in place?
Yes, there are.
So it would have that effect if we did something like that.
Good. The other effect would the same would apply to future maintenance and repair and replace and everything else. I can't imagine developing signage for a skin one size and then recreating signage for a skin considerably larger. So there's some impracticalities all the way through this. I think we need to consider standardizing. If the industry has moved on, we need to move on. But I caution everybody, when we look at a variance, when we look at an ordinance, the only thing we've done for the last 2 years is put Band-Aids on some of the stuff. When we look at an ordinance from this point forward, it needs to be a complete look at the ordinance. And they need to be scheduled so that they get reviewed and updated on a periodical basis. What we're doing now is just simply putting a Band-Aid on a potential sore that keeps coming back. And I think that's the wrong way to do business. Anyway, I all have an opinion. I think there needs to be one size.
I have a question on when the notices were given out, did they get handed out to the people outside of city limits also, so people south across the interstate? Is that close
to
the 200?
No, just within the city limits.
Within the city limits, okay. The one thing, I mean, it's frustrating on this a little bit is because there's some large parcels around there, and it's hard to really get the census of the whole area right there. And sometime I would like to see that when it does come down, or maybe have something in there when it is large parcels, and you can't really get a good census of what's going on in the area, what the neighbors are thinking. We need to maybe try and span that over 200 feet to catch more of the neighborhood or more the residents around there, I guess. And I know it doesn't happen very often, I know that, but it is something in this particular aspect, it really should, I think we should make a bigger circle on it, I guess. And I don't know if also if people that are just across the interstate that are not in the city limits should possibly have a little bit of a say. I get it because they're not in the city limits, but in the future they may be in the city limits too.
All these discussions have to do with Title 18, and we've had them over the years, but it certainly, yeah, it's large, and to Mike's point, it's when we do open these up, we should be as thorough as possible, but we can't foresee the future. But back to the item at hand, consideration of a variance to allow a larger billboard than is allowed in this particular zone. Further discussion, public or council? Mr. Olson's coming up.
Terry Olson, Lamar Advertising, Rapid City, South Dakota. You know, as far as industry standard, this is a standard that's used nationwide. And the reason for that, as I kind of outlined in my letter, is that, especially during the rally here, all of our signs, most of our signs in Rapid City, or on Sturgis and Rapid City, are 1448. You know, we charge our advertiser by the square foot for advertising. So, you know, we can take a vinyl, pulled off anyone here in Sturgis and send it down to Daytona or whatever, and Daytona can send theirs up to us and we can recycle them. And that's the reason for the industry standard. Now, on Boulder Canyon, well, you know, 10-6 would have been fine for that, but the speed limit's, what, 40, 45 there? But on the interstate here, it's 75 plus. So, you know, we're trying to get that sweet spot where it's efficient for us. Now, too big is not better, and too small is not good. So 1448 is the industry standard that we use nationwide and that we build on the interstate. You know, some of the billboards that are around here are legal nonconforming, so we can't change them. However, if we had the chance to rebuild them, we certainly would build them 1448 on a monopole. You know, some of the discussion that was brought up during planning and zoning is what kind of precedent would set. Well, I believe this is the kind of precedent you would want to set because you're setting an example. Hey, if you're telling the sign owners, if you clean these ugly billboards up, we'll allow you to build them 1448, build them on a monopole, and make them more attractive if such a thing. Now, another thing is that a more uniform size. Now, you know, I agree with Terry that you can't really tell the difference between the 10-6 and the 10-6, 36, 14, 48, but we don't have any 10-6s here in Rapids or in Sturgis. They're all 1448 except the small wood ones, which are legal nonconforming. So, you know, that's the reason for a variance, and that's why I'm here today to apply for a variance to build at 1448. You know, we're going to build at one size or another. We like to build at 1448 and build it right the first time. I don't want to build at 10-6, 36, and in a year you change the ordinance and make it 1448, and I have to rebuild it. So I'm here for questions. Thank you for your time and consideration, and I'll be glad to help any way I can.
Any other discussion, public input on this matter?
I would move to approve the larger sign, the 14 by 48.
I'll second.
A first by Mike and a second by Dave. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. A motion carries unanimously for the variance.